From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a congressional report due this week says the Iraqi National Police Force is such a mess, the organization should be dissolved.
First, President Bush in Iraq today on an unannounced visit. The president made the trip just a week before his two top advisors there, General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker, present their assessment of the war to Congress. Mr. Bush was on a trip to Australia. The plane detoured so he could make a quick visit to Iraq. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are traveling with the president. Earlier, I spoke with NPR's Don Gagne, also on board Air Force One.
We're at the Al Asad Air Base. It's the second largest U.S. base in all of Iraq. It's home to some 7,000 Marines and another 3,000 U.S. personnel. And we're located about halfway between Baghdad and the Syrian border, in the middle of the desert. This is not at all like the president's first two unannounced trips to Iraq when he went to Baghdad each time and went into the green zone. We're really, it feels like we're in the middle of nowhere out here, just sand and heat as far as the eye can see. But the president was greeted when he came off the plane by General Petraeus and by Ambassador Crocker, and he started with meetings with them. And the White House says it's a chance to get a firsthand, face-to-face, in-person report from them on how things are going. It's not clear what the president will hear here that he hasn't heard from them already, but the White House stressed that it's important to be face-to-face. And then he's also having meetings with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Maliki, whom the White House has been trying to put some pressure on to move political reforms along.
And maybe the key part of this is that Prime Minister al-Maliki is out here in this part of Iraq. This is a Sunni area of Iraq, western Iraq, and he's a Shiite leader. And it's something, I guess, the White House thinks, to get Mr. al-Maliki out to this area, maybe a kind of a symbolic coming together of these two disparate communities anyway.
That is absolutely part of it. One of the frustrations with the Iraqi central government, led by Maliki, is how slow reconciliation between the various factions within the government have been coming along. Now, the White House likes to point to Anbar province as an area where the Sunni tribal leaders in the last year decided that that it is in their best interest to work with the United States aggressively to form militias and to fight al-Qaeda, which had seen this as a real stronghold for some time. So the way the White House describes it is what you're seeing in Anbar province is kind of that reconciliation from the bottom up, coming from the provincial level. Now they're trying to get Maliki to kind of reach out to them, so you have top-down reconciliation as well. It's going to be a difficult task, but the White House kind of sees in that model something that the rest of Iraq can look to.
You've said that the White House has told you that the president wants to see General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker face-to-face in this setting. Is there some other overall goal that the White House has set for this trip?
Well, you know, the debate is coming up in Congress on the president's Iraq policy, and it is just, you know, to put it very bluntly, a policy that's in trouble. Democrats have, for a long time, been opposed to it, but what's been happening over the course of this year is that moderate Republicans and even not so moderate Republicans have been starting to peel off and abandon the president. So you can really see this trip as speaking to them, highlighting an area in Anbar province where there is some progress, giving them something to kind of hope for and maybe stick with the president a while longer on this as this debate really gets cranked up in the fall after General Petraeus testifies next week.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush on a trip to a meeting in Australia with a side trip today to Iraq. Don, thank you.
My pleasure.